We're off to the great outdoors now. I say, they sound in fine voice, don't they? Cornwall Seal Group Research Trust. We're talking about them now because they've just been awarded its biggest ever grant, a whopping £75,700 from the Green Recovery Challenge Fund. Director and founder Sue Sayer from the Cornwall Seal Group Research Trust is with me this morning. Morning, Sue.
Oh, good morning, James. Hello.
Oh, I bet you loved hearing that, didn't you? Bit of a busman's holiday to hear that.
Oh, yes. Well, we're celebrating all round, so we've been running around the office shouting yippee for sure.
This is an amazing amount of money. What are you going to do with it?
Well, it's an organisational amount, changing amount of money, isn't it, really? So the key thing is that we want to enable people to have some amazing encounters with seals, but without impacting on them. So basically, our volunteers love the freedom and exhilaration of being out on, by or in the sea. We want everyone to understand this message about giving seals space with all coastal users so that we can make sure that the encounters that they have with seals are awesome but unimpactful, so that they're not changing the animal's behaviour. If I could give you an example, James, recently we had a pup born on a beach, Cornish beach, beautiful Cornish beach, with a massive clifftop footfall of walkers. And most of those walkers that day didn't expect to see a seal, let alone know anything about what to do when they saw it. So when we had volunteers, Seal Group 1s and British Divers Marine Life Rescue volunteers on the clifftop, telling people the seal stories, it made their day a truly memorable encounter for them. You know, it was one of those top life experiences because it was such a special thing to see. A massive wild animal out on a beach with its pup. And what we want to do is create these top life experiences for people with seals but without impact by giving them the information they need to do that.
So are you suggesting that you might have people sort of potentially out and about around the coast?
Well, we kind of do already.
Oh, I see. Oh, I've got you. So, but they'll have more of an information role so that people can kind of quiz them a bit more about what's going on.
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, certainly we have hubs of people all the way around the Cornish and Devon coast being ambassadors for seals and talking to people when they're out surveying, for sure. And really, this grant is a validation of all the wonderful work done by our awe-inspiring volunteer team. But what we want is to make sure they have the resources and the information they need to do that in the best way possible, so that we have some new signage, we have a website to point people to, we have leaflets, and then we have the people on the ground to actually try and deliver those messages. We want to share what we've learned over the last 20 years of our observations to help everyone who's out and about enjoying the coast to enjoy looking at seals but without impacting them at all.
Well, it'll make a huge difference, won't it, to be able to do that and make people respect these marvellous creatures.
Well, we don't appreciate them as much as we should, really, because they are our, I know I've said this to you before, but they are our globally rare marine species. You know, we have 34% of the world's population in the UK. There's still fewer of them than there are red squirrels. So we need to really appreciate this is our equivalent of an African elephant. And, you know, we want to make sure that we protect them so future generations can continue to enjoy them. But I should say, you know, we are massively grateful, James, to the Green Recovery Challenge Fund. Anyone who plays the National Lottery through the Heritage Fund, this is how we get the money. It's been our 20th birthday year this year, so this is like the icing on our celebration cake. It's been phenomenal. We just cannot believe our luck, really.
Well, it's wonderful news, and it sounds like it's going to make a real difference as well to the future in terms of getting the messages out and, as you say, you know, really highlighting just how scarce these creatures are and how we must do everything to protect them and keep that wonderful natural resource on our shores and off our coast as well. Sue, lovely to talk to you. Have a wonderful Christmas if I don't speak to you beforehand.
Yes, you have a wonderful winter too. Thank you, James.
Cheers. Sue Sayer there from the Cornwall Seal Group Research Trust.